St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Deacon Dan Rosen on September 23, 2018, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 to 37, proclaimed by Deacon Dan Rosen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. Then they came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about along the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, sometimes when I sit down to reflect and write a homily, the ideas kind of just flow and it's just very easy. And other times I sit down and I'm kind of in a fog. Things just aren't clicking and I'm reading the readings and like nothing's speaking to me. And then suddenly, out of the blue, right, I get an idea. I get an inspiration. Perhaps the Spirit comes. You know, sometimes I think the Spirit comes in very practical ways. When I was struggling with that first reading, I was saying to myself, you know, who is an individual that comes to mind other than Jesus? Who might be the just one described there in the Book of Wisdom? And I opened a book that I had there. It's called All Saints, Daily Reflections on Saints, Prophets, and Witnesses for Our Time. And that particular day, what even wasn't the exact day, there was an entry for kind of a witness, Dag Hammarskjöld. Now, who? Dag Hammarskjöld. Now, you historians and you Swedes out there know he was a Swedish bureaucrat, diplomat, who became the second Secretary General to the United Nations. He was kind of like one of those compromise candidates where the big powers couldn't agree on somebody, so they said, "Let's take Dag, you know, he's kind of nondescript. He'll be okay, a placeholder." Well, not true, right? He's kind of like Pope John the 23rd, right? Let's put this old guy in, nothing will happen, right? Well, Dag was a young guy, but he was a man of integrity, great integrity. And he really kind of set the stage and the direction for the United Nations. After his death, though, it was found that he kept kind of a private journal, really about his own spiritual journey. And it was published in a book called Markings. Now, those of us of a certain age have markings, you know, on our library shelf. Who'd anybody here ever read Markings? Much too. Okay. A few really intelligent, smart people. Markings. You can get it from the library. Like Dag Hammarskjöld. Now, I know that it's this going back a while because in a radio interview he had with Edward R. Murrow, the journalist, smoking his cigarettes, right? For those of you who are young, that's like a precursor of podcasts, you know, where you just listen to somebody talk. There's no picture. He says this, "I found in the writings of the great medieval mystics the explanation of how a person should live a life of active social service. in full harmony with himself as a member of the community of the Spirit. For they revealed that self-surrender had been the way of self-realization, and in singleness of mind and inwardness had found strength to say yes to the demand which the need their neighbors made them face, and to say yes to every fate life had in store for them when they followed the call of duty as they understood it. Think of Jesus trying to tell the disciples, right? The Son of Man will be handed over and killed. That's his destiny. We are not permitted to choose the frame of our destiny, but what we put into it is ours. He who wills sacrifice will be sacrificed according to the measure of his purity of heart. He goes on to say, in our age, the road to holiness necessarily passes through the world of action. So I was thinking, right, 2 weeks ago, we were all asked to commit to something, to become involved in that world of action going on here at St. Dominic's. So if you forgot to fill out your commitment card, it's still available on the website. Just scroll down on the first page, and you'll see how you can bring your own personality to the world of action. Perhaps Dag Hammarskjöld embodied what St. James talks about in that wisdom from above. For it's pure and then peaceable, gentle and compliant. It's full of mercy and good works. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. He died tragically trying to bring peace to the Congo in Africa during those turbulent times in a plane crash. And then as I was looking around at another website, up jumps Thomas Merton, of all people, right? Thomas Merton as novice master, right? He was like the Father Anthony for the Trappist, right? Taking care of the young guys. And one of the young guys was complaining. And so Merton gave him this advice. He says, we don't come to the monastery to get away from suffering. We come to hold the suffering of all the world. We come to hold the suffering of all the world. And this can only be done by plugging into God through contemplation and prayer, no longer focused on our private individual perfection. Right? What are the disciples focused on? Who's the best? Who's the greatest? Who's number one? He says, we become fully human and usable by opening our hearts to God. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. So what does it look like to become servant of all? The Spirit is working. I look at another website and there's a poem entitled Servant of All. Okay, let's see what it says. Come, be the servant of the least, the child without status, power, or place, the addict hopeless and broken. Be the servant of the abused and the abuser, the mentally ill, the unnoticeable. Be the least among the unacceptable, the forgotten and wrong. Not to shame yourself, not to out-humble the humiliated, but to love them, to serve them for their sake, purely because you want them to be served. And having imagined the grimy stranger under the bridge, don't forget your coworker, the spouse, even that scared little voice inside you. It's not expert self-abasement. It's love. We know, right, that the conversion process is never easy. If it was easy, we'd all be converted, right? St. James reminds us that it's an ongoing struggle that we all face when our passions and tensions send us off in various directions, you know, when we don't follow the way of Jesus. But to help us, he says, recognize where the kingdom of God is present, where good fruits blossom, peace, gentleness, mercy, and sincerity. He urges us to be continually transformed in Christ to the extent that we seek goodness. And so perhaps what we're seeing today, what Jesus models, is not having it all figured out from the very beginning, but being willing to grow and to change. The poet, Steve Garnes Holmes, reflected on these readings in his life, and he says this: "I've been a pastor for 38 years, and I feel I'm just starting. It's not just self-improvement. It's allowing myself to be reshaped by a wisdom greater than me, a grace born of mystery and given in love. It's being taught by losses, mistakes, and people who don't know as much as I do, to see things for the first time, to find myself in the wrong without judgment, and turn in a new direction." Taking a child, Jesus placed it in their midst and putting his arms around it, said, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Pastor Steve says, "I watch my four-month-old granddaughter, Maggie. I can't imagine how much she's learning, not just information, not just skills, but how to live. I am too, if I would follow Jesus." Maybe that's another way of saying what it means to enter the kingdom of God as a child. I'm not very good at it. I still think I know a lot. I'm still a beginner at becoming a beginner. And so, God, help me shed my smooth expertise. Give me wisdom to not know. Give me courage to be wrong, to ask, to look bad, and to see for the first time, to discover your way and turn to it and follow. As a famous preacher sometimes says, to ask God to help us this week, we might pray a five-word prayer. Help me become a beginner. Help me become a beginner.